The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're going to help you discover your number. Are you a 1, a 4? Maybe you're a peacemaker number 9. We're talking about the Enneagram, a personality test that's been around for centuries, but is definitely making a comeback lately.
Yeah, there are a lot of personality tests, but the Enneagram is getting lots of play online and in podcasts. I took the test from a book years ago, but took it again online recently. And since then, I've spent some time studying the Enneagram, and I think it's a really good tool for personal growth and conflict resolution. Plus, you can navigate the pitfalls that often come with your number. When you know better, you do better, right?
That's right. People have been studying this stuff for decades, and there are all kinds of nuances and wings of personality since people are obviously not all the same. But finding out your number can give you some light bulb moments for sure about yourself, your husband, your kids. I had everyone in my family take the test just for fun, and I found out it really does help you understand them better.
Me too. There are 9 types, but it turns out my daughter and husband share the same type. There are lots of books out there if you're interested in digging deeper. Right now, I'm reading Know Your Parenting Personality, How to Use the Enneagram to Become the Best Parent You Can Be. It's by Janet Levine. I've always loved personality tests and insight, and it's especially fun for me to dive into my relationship with my daughter.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to read that book. Well, we're out of time today, but we'll be back tomorrow to decode types 1 and 2 of the Enneagram. See you then.